Welcome to the Daily Radio Bible for Kids. Today is June the 11th. My name is Hunter, and we are reading through the Bible. Every day, kids from all around the world gather together to hear the Word of God, from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation. Speaking of kids from all around the world, I want to send a shout out to a young listener out there, to James from Cape Town, South Africa. Hey, James, thanks so much for listening along with your mom and your dad. It's such a joy to have you on this journey through the Bible. Let's keep going through it. Well, in today's story, an angel had an important message for Joseph. What did the angel tell him? Let's read and find out from Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. This is how Jesus, the Messiah, was born. His mother Mary was engaged to be married to Joseph, but before the marriage took place, while she was still a virgin, she became pregnant through the power of the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her fiancé, was a good man and did not want to disgrace her publicly, so he decided to break the engagement quietly. As he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. "Joseph, son of David," the angel said, "do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her was conceived by the Holy Spirit. And she will have a son, and you will name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All of this occurred to fulfill the Lord's message through his prophet. "Look, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph woke up, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him and took Mary as his wife. But he did not have sexual relations with her until her son was born, and Joseph named him Jesus. Wow, what a dream. And what a man Joseph was. He obeyed the angel of the Lord who spoke to him in a dream. He believed the message that came to him from God, that God was at work. God was going to do something amazing. You know, sometimes we don't understand what God's doing in our life, but then he speaks to us. And sometimes he'll speak to us right from the Bible itself. In fact, most of the time, it's God using the Bible to speak to our hearts, just as the angel spoke to Joseph's heart in a dream. And when God speaks to us, well, then things that often are hard begin to make more sense. Let's be ready to hear from God and obey today. It'll make all the difference. This is what Psalm 85 verse 8 says. "I listened carefully to what God the Lord is saying, for he speaks peace to his faithful people. But let them not return to their foolish ways." That's from Psalm 85. Well, my friends, we've done it again. We've spent another day in the Bible. I plan on being back here again tomorrow to do the same thing. I sure hope you join me. Whether you're from Cape Town, South Africa, Belmar, New Jersey, Houston, Texas, Los Angeles, California, no matter where you're coming from, my friend, I'm so glad you're on this journey with me. Until tomorrow, you be blessed, and remember this, you are loved. How about that? All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.